Hey, Alan here.
And the Chris.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think you could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you love my dulcet tones, you can hear me on the Turning Heel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast, the Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast, or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, thoroughly recommend checking out the Botcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License. Hello, I'm Alan.
I am Grizz.
And you are listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering BattleBots Season 3.0, Week 6. And I promise that we won't get distracted again. We haven't just spent 10 minutes talking about shit. Sorry, 20 minutes talking about shit. We're not going to spend more talking about shit. I'm going to... Let me just talk about how we're not going to be distracted.
Yes, 20 minutes.
Yes. So, actually, we will skip to the first match, which is a lightweight match between Blood Moon, which is that wedge with the weird square blade in the wrong place, and... Mm-hmm. Now, I have it written here, and everywhere that I've looked, it has it written as Mouser Mecha Catbot.
But everybody in this episode calls it Mouser Super Mecha Catbot.
Even though it's literally just the same robot with a different paint job as than last year.
But would it not be better if it was Super Mouser Mecha Catbot? That's the part that annoys me.
Like, to me, that would be like, yeah... One, that, and two, to me, Mouse Super Mouser Mecha Catbot should be the middleweight version.
Hmm.
So, Mouser Mecha Catbot, which is ranked 6th.
Now that you say that, obviously, as per usual, I have these playing on mute in the background. When the stats come up, it is just called Mouser Mecha Catbot.
It's weird. This match... It's just kind of meh. Like it's two robots kind of flailing about, not really doing any damage to each other. Mouser Mecha Catbot's flipper seems to be running so slowly that Blood Moon can drive onto it, have a cigarette, drive back off, and then it fires.
I'm gonna get you. Blam! Oh, he's like halfway across the arena. Damn it!
And I would maybe say that Blood Moon is leading in the points, especially since Mouser Mecha Catbot keeps on turning itself into a frisbee.
Yeah, like, I feel like Mouser Mecha Catbot just has too much stuff. It's in the way that it's got, like, it's got the flipper, and then it's got the saw just under the flipper, and then now it's got this this sort of axe tail that it didn't have before. It just seems as if, like, you know, you need to learn quality over quantity. And, yeah. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love Mouser Mecha Catbot. I think it's awesome, and every time I see it, I just hear Rera singing the Mouser Mecha Catbot song.
Yes.
Yeah, and then then the whole frisbee thing, which looks spectacular.
Thankfully for Mouser Mecha Catbot, it does have its opponent get Behemothed.
Oh yeah, like I would probably say that because of the frisbee thing that we alluded to, like Bloodman was probably winning this match because it seemed more controlled. I mean, damage between the two of them was probably very minimal, but it just in the right position, bop, and Bloodman goes over, just exactly behemothed. Ah, dang it.
Absolutely. And, yeah, so that's the end of that match. Now, one thing I noticed, Blood Moon seemed to be asked to be self-righted.
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean, you do see that, like, especially kind of in the later seasons. Like, there's points where the two of them are standing next to each other. It's like, come on, just flip me back over. Let's continue fighting. And then, like, that kind of thing. Like, and no doubt, it's like, I get the feeling that Blood Moon was probably like, we were fucking winning there. Self-righteous, because we were winning.
Why would we do that?
I know, it's like, it's spirit of competition and all that hoopla, but at the same time,
It's a competition,
like, if I'm going to get a shitty win, I'll take it.
So, our next match, between the end of Mercer-Matic Catbot's triumphant win against a robot that had it beaten and then was killed by the piston, we get two things. We get a short little fashion show of various Americans wearing t-shirts.
Yeah, it was just, here's my t-shirt.
And I was sitting there going, look, no, if we'd done this in the American Robot Wars, okay, fine, because people were wearing actual costumes, but mm-hmm. Really? And we also get
the BattleBots update, as we saw RoboSapien defeated by Overkill. Then we got Towering Inferno versus Frenzy in a YouTube exclusive match.
Okay.
Which saw Inferno getting some good shots in early, but Frenzy goes ham with the hammer. It eventually breaks the inside plexiglass. And then Inferno just kind of dies. So Frenzy, like, proven to, like, and this is the annoying thing. I feel like this is one of the only times that we've spoken about Frenzy this entire season so far. And Frenzy is, like, one of the most iconic robots in BattleBots.
Well, I hope you enjoyed seeing it on TV, because unless there's a highlights package, we don't see the next Frenzy match, which is the only remaining Frenzy match. In fact, I don't think we do, because next episode starts talking about quarterfinals. So we don't see Overkill defeating Frenzy.
And that sounds like a fun match.
Oh, that sounds like an awesome match.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of things that we miss, last week we got to say hi to Mecha Tentamushi. Now we get to say bye as it gets defeated by the Wedge of Doom.
Bah!
I mean, I like Tentamushi. I mean, it's not exactly the greatest robot in history, but at least it's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got your gimmick robots, and, like, Tentamushi and Frenzy, they are robots that have transcended BattleBots to be in Robot Wars. So, like, you know, they're like, canon, I guess, for lack of a better term. Like, they're known outside of BattleBots, and I feel like that gives them just, like, that little bit more iconicness. Thanks, Taco, you must knock my drink in my hand.
And, yeah, speaking of robots that are kind of iconic and have been around for a while, we get the return of a former champion. So after taking a season off, The winner of the middleweight class in season 1.0, Hazard, is back. It's ranked number 2, so it's actually ranked above the season 2.0 middleweight champion.
I mean, this is one of those few times where it's like, okay, I can see that. Like, a former champion that took a season off comes back and it's like...
There'll be a good reason for that. Spaz isn't back.
Ah. Spaz.
But yeah, so Hazard comes back in as rank number 2.
Mm-hmm. To see a non-televised match as Hazard beat Fusion in highlights form as we go into Zion versus Hazard.
So Zion is a, how would we say this, kind of a wedge robot. It already looks like it's been through it looks like it's been through 4 matches, which is funny because it's been through 4 matches.
This reminded me so much of, what was it called? There was a lightweight, I think it was from the last episode. Yeah, Syphilis.
I'm not saying anything.
Sisyphus. Yeah. Like, Zion looked exactly like it. It was like, when I was watching that match back, I was like, is this the same team that just built like 2 versions, 1 slightly bigger? It's like, no, this is a completely different team, but it just happens to look the exact same.
So Hazard, on the other hand, very low wedge robot with a probably the most effective lawnmower blade style weapon we'll see outside carbide.
Ace wave.
I suppose, yeah.
It's literally the same gimmick, except Ace Wave has like
a bit on top of it.
Yeah, do you know what it actually is? It's if Hazard and Tazbot had a baby, it would be Ace Wave.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of these matches where Zion looked a bit scarred going in. It looks far more scarred by the end. Hazard, even though Hazard's weapon kind of randomly stops halfway through the match and then starts back up again, just every time Hazard gets near, it takes chunks out of Zion.
The thing is, like, it stops for a period, and then see when it starts, you could tell it's not anywhere near the same speed as it was. Like,
absolutely.
Because when it started the match, you could see it spinning, and to the point where like you can't see it anymore. That's obviously the gimmick, and that's how fucking speed works. But when it stops for a period and then starts again, like you can see it, and it's like, oh, that's not going at full pelt. The match ends, and then we get a close up of the driver of Zion saying, "Oh, at least I have part of a robot to take out of there."
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, 100%. Like, you know what? You did relatively well, like, for your robot to look the way it is and still manage to hold on to a judge's decision, which went 34-11 to Hazard. And then I put those 11 points were well deserved for Zion, to be honest with you.
We'll carry on with the middleweights as we get the return of, I think this is the first time we've seen it this season, but Sabotage.
Sabotage!
Which is rated number 8 versus a robot we've seen before, Double Agent.
Yes.
So it's the green and black Wedgebot against Sabotage, which is a flipper robot that in theory can also have a grabber weapon. It does have teeth on the underside of its flipper, which I love.
Yeah, like it's such a strange little robot. It looks like a mouse as well, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite surprised that they didn't go with the kind of mousy gimmick. But I suppose when you have people like Battle Rat and Mouser make a catbot, try and do something else.
And yeah, this match completely and utterly hinges on one moment, which is very early on. Sabotage gets Double Agent over onto its back. Normally with robots like this, that wouldn't matter. But when Double Agent's upside down, two things happen. One, the wedge is not as close to the ground to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the way that I'm imagining it's just the way it's weighted. Double Agent rears up when it's going forward upside down.
Mm-hmm. So like most of this match, the commentators were talking about Double Agent needs to get flipped back over so it can use its wedge properly because it's ineffective just now. And it's like, I thought that was the whole point of the build of the robot, was it has a wedge on both sides, but obviously as soon as it's flipped over, it's like, huh, that second wedge is completely ineffective because of the weight.
And yeah, it's basically Sabotage is just so, it's the way that it dodges the hazards. At one point it flips Double Agent onto the kill source. It's just so in control. It's really quite beautiful to watch.
Yeah, that's some expert driving.
And I think it does go to the judges, but it's a 34-11.
Sabotage definitely deserved all of those 34 because it dominated this match. Like, Double Agent done absolutely nothing but just still be there.
Yep. And yeah, that means that Sabotage manages to get into the quarterfinals. Not that you'll see that quarterfinal, because that's one of the three quarterfinals in the lightweight tournament. Sorry, in the middleweight tournament, we don't see.
Nope.
Yeah. So the other matches that we don't see, and none of this is spoiler.
Okay.
Is we don't see F5 versus Hazard.
Okay.
Which is a full body spinner versus an enormous spinner.
Mm-hmm. Which could have been really awesome.
Little Drummer Boy versus Eraser. In fact, we don't see Eraser at all. Despite the fact that Eraser wins 2, 3, 4, 5. It fights 6 matches, we don't see any of them, including it defeated Buddy Lee, Stay in Your Seat.
No. Wait, is that what it's called now, or are you just...
No, that's what it's called.
Oh, so they changed the name of it?
Yep. And we also don't see Sabotage versus Twin Paradox, the defeater of Deadblow.
We should probably call it Buddy Lee, Stay the Fuck Away From Me, you fucking weirdo. Yeah. Creepy ass bitch.
We do, however, see the winner of our next match. However, before that, since we've just had Double Agent in a match, we'll show the video featuring Double Agent now.
Yes.
After it goes out, because that makes sense.
Which was one of the most bizarre things.
Then we get an interview with the Mouser Mecha Catbot team, which is fair enough. They've won the match earlier. Mm-hmm. And we also see, let's have a random out-of-context clip from 2 years, from a year and a half ago, which is Ziggo tearing Scrap Daddy back into scrap.
Indeed. Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is TechnoX with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League, Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman.
The Batman.
Wonder Woman.
Victorian steampunk Batman.
The Flash.
Batman Beyond.
Green Lantern.
Old Man Batman.
Martian Manhunter.
And plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU podcast and subscribe today. We have the middleweight flipper T-minus versus Sunshine Lollipop.
Sunshine Lollipop and rainbows, da 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 da. Let's do things if we fit and when we're together.
And yeah, so T minus is by the same team that built another one of the kind of major contenders. I'm just trying to look it up. Well, it's a robot that's featured in later episodes. So I'm just having a look just now.
Would not be surprised if it was Techno Destructo.
It's the same team that made Rhino and Toro.
Oh, okay. Well, Toro makes 100% sense.
And also later on, Bronco.
No way.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense now.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is a team that's got some credibility. And speaking of credible robots, right, we'll mention Sunshine Lollipop very briefly. It's a vert spinner robot with chainsaw powering motor powering its weapon. It enters the arena wearing a boa.
Brother.
It looks super unstable as it's driving.
Oh, yeah.
And then T-minus goes, oh, you're real unstable. It'd be really unfortunate if you went, yeet!
And then it does, like, a 450 flip and then lands back on its wheels. So like, well, that was inconvenient.
Yeah, and I can't think of a single flipper in any weight class that has been this effective before you get into modern robotics.
Like, that's what it is, like, yeah, like rapid is probably,
yeah,
the closest.
We're talking like rapid or Hydra or, you know, Apollo. We're talking that level of flipper in a middleweight as well. So it's light opponents. Unsurprisingly, Sunshine Lollipop eventually dies.
Yeah.
Just from being thrown into
so
the air.
Many times.
And then T-minus comes into a slight problem of its own, which is it gets stuck upside down. It can run upside down, but every time it self-rights, it overflips.
Yeah, and that's the exact thing that I'm sort of relating that to, is robots that are too powerful for their own good. So that's why, like, Rapid, Gravity, Apollo all come to mind, where it's like, oh no, I'm flipped upside down, time to self-right, 4 flips, land back on your back, and it's like, ha!
So, that is... If you're dividing it into two episodes, that's your opening match of this episode. Which would be a spectacular opener.
Mm-hmm. Team Lollipop did say that T-minus hit the off switch, and that's why Sunshine Lollipop died. I guess it just got it the perfect way.
I think what you'll find is it's more... It found the op switch by dropping the rest of the robot on top of it.
Got it.
So, this next match is the first match where we see the defending super heavyweight champion, which is somehow the number two ranked robot in this weight class. As Dawn of Destruction, which is an enormous flipper, against Dissector, which is the only robot that makes multiple weapons work.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a robot with jaw slash flipper.
Mm-hmm.
And sledgehammers.
And then I'm pretty sure even the tail at the back does something as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that we were talking about Mercer Mecha Catbot and it being too busy as a robot.
You've got enough weight to work with it.
Mm-hmm. This is a robot where, like, it's busy, but it absolutely works. And then I think this was also the one where they showed Dissector at the beginning of the match, and it has the little Dissector action figure on it, and it's like, I want one of those. Give me.
I do wonder, is Dissector light enough that if you just took the hammers off, it could enter the heavyweight division? And I don't know who could defeat it if you did that.
Mm. Well, like, I mean, again, this is like one of these kind of things of looking at this now and seeing this was what Lockjaw became, like, in the first season of New BattleBots, and then it became, you know, a drum spinner. Yeah. But, like, it's just weird, like, looking at this and going, yeah, like I just see Lockjaw with featuring extra hammers.
Also, it is a slight shame that Dawn of Destruction is taking place, is entering an event that doesn't have a flame pit. Because this is a robot with hydraulics and petrol.
Petrol? Yeah.
I mean, just... But, yeah.
Like, Dawn of Destruction... yeah, Dawn of Destruction... gets flipped in one of the most incredible fashions to end this match, when Dissector, like, literally, like, opens the jaw almost past the point where it probably should, because it opens the jaw and you think, oh, it's going to stop when it hits the ground. Nope. It continues even further, opening the jaw. And to the point where, like, Dissector's front wheels are off the ground and it just has the back wheels on the ground, and then, boom, it flips it right onto its side, and it was probably the most aesthetically pleasing robot flip that I've ever seen.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. Absolutely. Oh,
it's incredible, and I love it.
And in between terms, I mean, it's, again, it's a... Dissector just doesn't let Dawn of Destruction breathe. Every time it tries to move, Dissector's there.
Just, like, hammers everywhere. Like, the battle stats come up and it says, like, 26 weapon shots from Dissector and zero Dawn of Destruction. Like, the thing was just absolutely getting mauled. I think, like, it flipped and just put it out of its misery.
Absolutely. So that is the end of the super heavyweight contests for this episode. We have three lightweight matches and one heavyweight to go. The first three of those matches are taken care of in...
It's your BattleBots update! As Trilobot, I bit my tongue. Ow.
Trilobot, I bit my tongue.
Trilobot bit my tongue. Trilobot defeated No Tolerance 3. Backlash beat Skidmark, like, who's like a baby atomic wedgie.
How have we not had any Backlash matches yet? We've had only the highlights of them.
I know. You know, Backlash, former you know, lightweight champion. Nah, keep him in the highlights.
Yep.
And Mechavor defeated the Surgeon General.
Mechavor looks very impressive. That's the robot that defeated Vlad the Impaler earlier in the tournament. And we finish...
Just to see him in highlight form.
We finish our episode, not with a match, but with an extended beatdown.
Stop, he's already dead.
Stop, he's already dead. We've not even started the match. I know, but I just can see it coming.
The future looks bleak.
As Wedge of Doom, which is made by the Hazard team, takes on Wacky Compass, which is a walker robot. It also has on it, Be Kind, Pete. Which is in reference to Pete, who controls the weapons of the battle box.
Ah.
Pete was not kind to the Wacky Compass.
There's even a point where, like, it shows Pete at a station and he just gives the thumbs down, like, fuck you.
And, not even, they interview him at the end and he's like, no, I'm not going to be nice. And it doesn't, because what happens is...
This is my one job here. Do you really think I'm not going to do it?
And so Wedge of Doom is just... It's like watching a sadistic child pulling the legs off an insect.
Like a daddy long legs, where it's just like, one, two, three, wing. One, two, three, wing.
Oh, hello. What's this? A giant hammer?
Don't mind if I do.
As I said, Pete was not kind. This robot just gets squished.
Oh.
It's actually, it gets quite painful to watch.
I know, I don't think I've ever felt, like, sorry for a non-humanoid before, but this is probably the closest, like, oh my god. This is like the kind of joke of, why did you program me to feel pain?
Absolutely. And it craters.
Oh, man, it was... astonishing. Like, the thing is, like, because I thought, like, when the match started, Wacky Compass looked kind of awesome in its walking capabilities. They just didn't last long because as soon as the kill saws came up, it was done from there.
Absolutely.
That was within about the first 10 seconds of the match. And then the match went on for about another minute and a half. Oh, poor lad.
Absolutely.
And then, like, the driver of it as well was, like, a super young kid. I just couldn't help
but... Oh, yeah, that was when I was like, oh, come on, that's a bit off.
Oh, buddy.
Absolutely. But, yeah, so, with all that said, that's just reached the end of another episode. We are now down to the final four episodes, and the next episode is the start of our quarterfinals.
Yeah, this is when BattleBots gets 100% serious now, isn't it?
Yep, this is where they actually go, now let's actually be an actual sporting program.
So there will be no more exhibitions or any funny little gimmick matches or anything.
Absolutely not. Because we have purely quarterfinals from here. We have all 33. Wait a minute, 33 doesn't. That doesn't work. 33? No. It would be 32. Oh, wait, you're telling me the first match isn't an actual quarterfinal? No, that's ridiculous. Find out next week.